"What are you waiting for?" Burns shouted as Avery unholstered his M6 and leveled the pistol at the alien's face. "Kill the bastard!" But Avery didn't pull the trigger. Instead, he glared up at the dropship's cabin. "You shoot me? I shoot you know damn well who." The dropship's turret had swung around to face the warthog. Bright blue plasma crackled deep inside its two-pronged barrel. But whatever creature sat inside the cabin heeded Avery's warning, and the weapon did not fire.
"Burn, grab the survivor."
"Are you crazy?" The armored alien stopped pounding. It put its paws against the warthog's exposed engine block and tried to push the vehicle back. Avery gave the warthog some gas, spinning its rear tires in the vineyard dirt and applying additional pressure.
"Do it!" Avery shouted.
The alien stopped pushing and howled in agony. Byrne leapt down from the LAAG and walked slowly to the wounded civilian, the dropship's turret pivoting between him and Avery. Byrne helped the thin-haired man to his feet, slung his arm across his shoulder, and led him to the warthog's passenger seat.
"You gonna be all right?"
Avery said as Byrne buckled the man's shoulder belt. He was barely dressed, wore only a pair of striped boxer shorts and a white tank top that was melted to his chest. His face and arms were covered in second and third degree burns. When the man tried to speak, Avery shook his head.
"Just relax."
"I'm in," Burns said, settling back into his turret.
"Now what?"
Avery stared into the pinned alien's yellow eyes.
"Soon as I hit the gas, you pop Golden Boy on the chin."
Burns grunted.
"Dale?"
Avery drove his boot against the floorboard. The warthog jumped backwards, and the gold-armored alien howled anew. Avery only caught a glimpse of the creature's injury before he twisted in his seat to see where he was driving. The alien's right thigh was shattered. The armored plate on its leg had sheared away, and two spurs of bone jutted through its bloodied skin. As bad as the injury was, it saved the alien's life. Right as Byrne opened fire, the alien's leg collapsed, and it toppled to the ground. Byrne didn't have time to adjust his aim before Avery yanked the warthog's wheel, spinning it back between the warehouses. Plasma fire from the dropship's turret baking the pavement behind them, the two staff sergeants and their lone evacuee sped back to the terminal.
"Captain," Avery barked into his throat mic, "we're on our way."
"We got bugs in the yard and hostile air," Ponder replied.
Avery could hear shooting and shouting over the comm.
"We're loading the last of the civilians now. Need you to draw some fire."
"Burn, you see another ship?"
"Water tower, left at the next intersection."
Avery swung the warthog onto Gladsheim's main street in a wide, squealing turn. A moment later, he saw the second alien dropship cruise north above the terminal, its turret blasting the yard below. Burn raked one of the ship's troop bays with a long burst that brought its turret quickly around. But Avery had already punched the accelerator, and the turret's reply burned into the street behind them.
"It's turning to follow," Byrne yelled. "Go, go, go!"
Avery pressed his boot to the floorboard, and soon the warthog was rolling at maximum speed toward the eastern edge of town. Despite nonstop fire from Byrne, the dropship was quickly closing the distance. Avery could feel the heat of its strafing plasma bolts on the back of his neck.
"Hang on!"
Avery shouted as he pulled the warthog's emergency brake and turned hard right. The warthog's front wheels locked, but its rear wheels swung out to the left, whipping the vehicle around the base of the water tower. Avery looked over to see if his civilian passenger was okay, but the man had passed out from shock.
"Are you all right?"
Mac's voice buzzed in Avery's helmet. The AI sounded too calm for the present chaos.
"For now?"
Avery grimaced as the dropship sped past the warthog, too quickly to match its fishtail turn. The dropship splashed the water tower's tank with angry, errant blasts, then disappeared around Gladsheim's hotel.
"Everyone away?"
"Everyone but you,"
Mac replied. The warthog was now pointed directly at the depot. Down the avenue, Avery could see a cargo container pull out of the terminal, building up speed.
"Send another box, we'll drive right in."
"I've got a better idea," Mac said. "Back up, head into the vineyard."
"Hell with that,"
Byrne shouted. Avery yanked the shift lever.
"Dropship's right on our ass, Mac."
"I know."
The AI sounded positively cheerful. A few seconds later, all Avery could see was the rush of leaves and the burgundy blur of grape clusters as the warthog sped east down a vineyard row.
"What's the plan?"
There's an emergency siding 2.3 kilometers east of your current location, Mac revealed. I'll have another container waiting for you there. Just then, the dropship swung back in behind. Its turret blazed, sending blind shots through the warthog's dust that hit farther down the row. Avery swerved to miss a zigzag of steaming potholes.
Well, not waiting, exactly, Mac continued. What's your current speed?
120.
Excellent. Don't stop.
Knuckles tight against the wheel, Avery barreled down the row, doing his best to avoid additional impact craters. But he couldn't swerve to miss them all and maintain his speed.
Steady, you bastard,
Byrne yelled as the warthog bounced in and out of a particularly nasty hole. Avery's ears were ringing from the LAAG's report, a non-stop whirring thunk, and the clatter of its brass cartridges spewing into the cargo bed.
Kiss my ass, he shouted at Byrne as a plasma bolt scorched overhead so close that it almost boiled the sweat soaking his fatigues.
Not you, the bastard on our six,